Book 1, Canto 4, Section 7. But meanwhile, all is a shadow cast by a dream. And to the musing and immobile spirit, life and himself dawn the aspect of a myth, the burden of a long, unmeaning tale. For the key is hid, and by the inconscient kept. The secret god beneath the threshold dwells. In a body obscuring the immortal spirit, a nameless resident vesting unseen powers with matter's shapes and motives beyond thought, and the hazard of an unguessed consequence. An omnipotent, indiscernible influence. He sits, unfelt by the form in which he lives, and veils his knowledge by the groping mind. A wanderer in a world his thoughts have made, he turns in a chiaroscuro of error and truth to find a wisdom that on high is his. As one forgetting, he searches for himself, as if he had lost an inner light he seeks. As a sojourner lingering amid alien scenes, he journeys to a home he knows no more. His own self's truth he seeks. Who is the truth? He is the player who became the play. He is the thinker who became the thought. He is the many who was the silent one. In the symbol figures of the cosmic force, and in her living and inanimate signs, and in her complex tracery of events, he explores the ceaseless miracle of himself, till the thousandfold enigma has been solved in the single light of an all-witnessing soul. This was his compact with his mighty mate, for love of her, and joined to her forever, to follow the course of time's eternity, amid magic dramas of her sudden moods and the surprises of her masked idea and the vicissitudes of her vast caprice. Two seem his goals, yet ever are they one, and gaze at each other over boundless time. Spirit and matter are their end and source. A seeker of hidden meanings in life's forms, of the great mother's wide uncharted will and the rude enigma of her terrestrial ways, he is the explorer and the mariner on a secret inner ocean without born. He is the adventurer and cosmologist of a magic earth's obscure geography. In her material order's fixed design, where all seems sure, and even when changed, the same, even though the end is left forever unknown and ever unstable, is life's shifting flow. His paths are found for him by silent fate. As stations in the age's weltering flood, firm lands appear that tempt and stay a while, then new horizons lure the mind's advance. There comes no close to the finite's boundlessness. There is no last certitude in which thought can pause, and no terminus to the soul's experience. A limit, a farness never wholly reached, an unattained perfection calls to him from distant boundaries in the unseen. A long beginning only has been made.